What is up, my beautiful people? It is time for another episode of Chibi No Podcast. You got me, David the Smash Fan.
This is Miles Jekka.
Mr. And also, by the way, you can tell that I'm not the host today, so it's not going to be as fun.
There's going to be way better. Stop it. You're ruining the intro.
I'm dabbing.
Just keep going. Anyway, Miles the Tech Guy. Yeah. You got Heather.
Oh, and Deporia. What's up, guys?
Yep, and it's the most of the Chibi crew. We're missing Kenpachi Ramasama, and I think Boriko Senpai and Lou will join us in a little bit. Well, I don't know about Jose, but at least Boriko and Lou will. So it's Boriko. Yeah, Boriko Senpai. So as you guys know, it is Friday night, so it means time to talk about anime, video games, movies, whatnot. And yeah, and today's actually going to be really, really fun too, because normally we have like a main topic that we discuss. But we're trying to expand a little bit more. And we actually have a game that we're going to play that Heather that brought up and made for us, thanks to the idea of Japorion. But we'll talk about that once we get there. But it's going to be fun. But first of all, let's start off with just a little bit of news, like we normally do. So let's begin. I know Miles just barely told me this off air that this is not newsworthy, but I feel it is, just because I don't know why they did it so late. And that is that the Nintendo Switch, after what, 4 years of being live, they have finally added, or I guess not added, but I guess enabled Bluetooth pairing for your headsets, for your wireless ones. So yay!
This was always a feature that was enabled. I don't know why they're being stingy. These old heads in Nintendo need to get out, and we need new blood. That's just my steal. I would go worse. Miles knows what I'm talking about.
There's still no party chat, so everybody getting excited. Don't get excited. You still got to use your stupid phone.
Miles, you're forgetting there is party chat. You just got to plug it into your Switch, plug it into your phone, and use that weird connected thing, and that only works on a few headsets, and boom, you got it.
Hey, if I'm giving them any credit, they are the only system to be able to actually use, what do you call those? What are the iPhone ones? The earrings, the AirPods.
AirPods?
Uh-huh. I mean, that technically works on it, so it's the only console that works with that. If they want to go by that,
are you serious?
One. Yeah, it actually works with them.
It doesn't work with anything else that has Bluetooth.
No, I think it's other stuff as well too.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you want to use your Xbox or PlayStation, the Switch actually will work with the AirPods. What I'm trying to say.
He's saying the AirPods. True, the AirPods have a connectivity issue with other.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Other electronics, other than Apple electronics, so it runs smoothly on the
shitty
Switch.
W for a W that they got after 4 years late.
Right.
Well, I mean, this is like normal for Nintendo. I mean, let's look at this Mario Party. I mean, hate that game, but they finally enabled online multiplayer. Hey. What was it, earlier this year?
That's his favorite game of all time.
Fudge that. Oh, my gosh.
It's a good game.
Every time they pour in, even it's like, hey, you want to play? I want to punch him in the face. I hate that game so much.
He secretly wants to play inside.
Let's play it. A chibi episode.
We stream it. Twitch stream that shiz. I'll rage. Because then,
you know what will happen is Jose and David will just rage at the game and be pissed off. And then the game will just favor me, because that's what it does every time Jose plays. It favors me and it just gives me all the points at the end, even if I was losing and had no stars.
See, that's why it sucks.
Hey, for the mini
game better. Here you go.
Who sucked the most? Oh, it was Heather. Let's give you 10 stars.
That's awesome.
And Jose gets pissed off every time, but it's, you know, it happens.
You just tell him you're better than him, and you just got to suck it up.
I just play the mini games better. I'm not better at, moving the person and rolling.
Oh, because that takes so much skill to press a button to roll a dice and to press forward.
Well,
and
then
back.
You have to choose to go left or right. Exactly. Whatever, and I just kind of click a button. I don't.
Random. Oh, that's so what it's fun.
You're like that.
You never know who's going to win.
You're like, you're super skilled at a fighting game, but then the one kid over there, the freaking controller whooping your butt, and they don't even know what they're doing.
I hate it. It's so stupid.
Mario Party. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was going to say, still, regardless, I think it's a win for Nintendo. Like you guys did mention, it's a late win, but still, I think there's going to be some people that are going to be happy regardless.
I mean, people are always going to be. It's just like Mr. was saying, like, you had it already programmed for the longest time. Why did you decide not to enable it from the beginning?
That's the argument. That's where it's like, how dare you?
That's a good question that we can message Nintendo. Yeah.
They're not going to answer.
Talk to Nintendo.
What, they're gonna, are they going to tell you? We just didn't feel it was the right time.
I would like to believe that.
You have too much faith in them.
Look how this is headline news. Nintendo added Bluetooth functionality in 2021. Oh, internet rage.
Bluetooth functionality enabled 4 years later.
True. Not even like we built or like we programmed it now to have it. It's just enabled now. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Anyway, let's move on. Miles, tell us some of the Star Wars news that you wanted to share.
So, like last week's podcast, September 22nd, we're all getting anxiously excited for next week for Star Wars. We got a 9-episode series coming to us from all different anime studios, and we couldn't be more excited. Dave, you weren't able to...
Available only on Disney Plus.
Yeah. There's only... you didn't get to put in your input last week. I would like to hear your thoughts.
I'm super excited. Like I said, when I first saw the trailer for it, I love the... I'm excited to see what stories they're going to tell. I haven't read too much into it as I'm pretty sure this is just like fantasy stuff. They're not going to refine any lore, but I still would like to see like their take on like, yeah, I think one of them that they add, like, was it like a samurai ninja type of, story. So like, that's going to be interesting just to see that. I'm really excited for the Trigger Studio one. Cause when I saw that, I'm like, gosh dang, I'm watching Promare right now. This is sick.
There's actually two that Trigger is doing.
So they're a dual. So when he says two, it's like episode one and two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also the other studio is Science Saru, and they're also doing two. So those are the only two studios that are gonna have a dual episode.
That's sick.
Yeah. So just letting everybody know that. That's just.
I mean, Studio Trigger makes sense. So yeah, I'm okay with that.
But overall, I'm excited. I think you guys talked about it on the last week's podcast. I wasn't on, so I don't want to go too much into it because you guys already talked a lot about it. So, but yeah, but I wanted Demaz to talk about something new that I guess he found out or that wasn't talked about last week.
Just, I guess, yeah. I mean, I just found out that I guess Lucy Liu is going to be a character for one of the bounty hunters. I don't know what episode that is. I don't know if it's going to be the Boba Fett episode. I'm not really sure, but I just kind of found that was.
Acting. And if you don't know who that is,
no,
Viper.
No, just ignore Kung her. Panda.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, nothing about Charlie's Angels, nothing about Kill Bill. No, she was Viper from Kung Fu. That's like me saying, Angelina Jolie's in the Eternals. Angelina Jolie, she was the tiger in Kung Fu Panda. No one knows that. No one remembers that. Freaking moms.
So I'm pretty late at this. I that's the only one I really heard of, but I went through during like right now while we're talking. I just kind of was curious about the cast. I just pulled up because it's like, if Lucy's really sitting in here, who else is in here? So I was looking. I guess David Harbour, that's in Stranger Things, he's going to be in there, and I guess Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to be in there as well.
Ooh,
Robin.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, Robin. And then Masioka, he's the guy from Heroes. He was the Asian guy. They can stop the time.
Oh, you mean
he's gonna be in there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense. That makes sense because he used to work for Star Wars a while ago too, so.
And the guy that played Shang Tsung from the old Mortal Kombat movies, he's gonna be in there, it looks like.
Really?
And who else have we got in here? Oh, what? Tamura Morrison, the guy that the action guy that plays all the clones in Boba Fett, he's actually gonna reprise as Boba Fett in this. That's cool. I had no idea on this. This is the first time I've actually looked at the cast list scene. This is going to be cool.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah. Paul, I don't want to hear any excuses where I have to watch it in sub. Get out of here.
Well, his wife and his child are Japanese.
Actually, with subs.
What he's been doing? He's been before he met her. I don't want to hear that excuse.
English with subs, Miles.
There you go.
There you go.
That's not the pass.
Close caption.
Nani?
I give you a pass. I get that, Paul. I respect. I get it.
Yeah, excited.
Although I know that Disney Plus can use switch languages, even up to Japanese. So for the lovers over there, you can do that too. I recently found out you can watch Disney movies in multiple languages, including Spanish and Japanese.
You just realized this?
You bet.
Yeah, I did. Like, I was able to check on Marvel stuff, but not on the Disney movies. Like, you can watch classical Disney movies in Japanese.
I've been watching movies with kids all the time.
Phineas and Ferb in Japanese. You can watch the real Spider-Man in Spanish, which was really cool. I'm going to start watching that as well. I love the classic 90s Spider-Man in Spanish.
Also, Justin, to add to this, the Nintendo Switch has a Pokemon channel app you can download to watch all the Pokemon episodes.
Ah, yes, and you can watch them in you can download it on the Switch
in all the different languages, and it's free.
So I have a question on that, actually, and Paul, I don't know if you may know about this. I knew that they had like a Pokemon channel down there where it's like Pokemon.
Yes, they do.
Is that the same thing that came here now, or is this something different?
No, they have. It's a different content. It's a little bit different. Like, in the app itself, you actually get some of the, well, most of the episodes for different things, some specials. But in the Pokemon YouTube channel in Japan, you get some videos, some documentaries, but everything is catered to little kids. There's even like a puppet Pokemon clip that they do. And it's pretty fun. I've been watching it with my son here and there, trying to teach him young from the very beginning. And it has been enjoyable. So
nice.
Heather,
you
gonna have your kids watch some of that? Heather?
She's MIA.
Okay.
While we're waiting for her, let's say hi to Boricua Senpai. He just came in.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. It's all quiet now. Yes.
We don't need this quietness.
We gotta keep talking. I gotta go.
All right, so since we have Boricua Senpai and Jeporian here, I did, as a last piece of news before we start our game, I want to talk a little bit about FANEC. So if you're not from Utah, or if you never heard about that whole Comic-Con issue with San Diego and Salt Lake, FANEC is the convention that we have here in the fall and in the spring. And it's grown. I think it's only been going for like 6 years, I think, but it's grown. It's gotten really popular. This is the first time that they've done it though. Since the pandemic started. And so I was really quite interested in how everything played out. And I mean, so I wanted Boricua somebody to talk about it first, and then Jeporian, cause they're the two that went today. And I believe Miles, did you go today or are you going tomorrow? And now he's quiet. Miles.
Malice. this is like the best technical difficulty in the world.
Okay, if he's not answering, that's fine. Let's start with Boricua Senpai. Kind of tell us your experience, what was going on, compared to previous years, and then Jeporian, let's have you talk after that.
Yeah, I'll start off by saying that initially, my brother and I usually always get VIP passes. The benefit specifically being there's always panels we like checking out, and with VIP, you don't really wait. You just cut immediately to the front of the line and get in. So we're able to look the vendor floor. Then when time's almost up for the panel, we'll go in. So this time we had general admission. It took us a bit to get in because we decided 2 days before the event that we were going to buy a ticket to go. So we didn't get them mailed in. So that was all about an hour process to get in. Once we got into the door, we realized how we think the pandemic really affected it, because it seemed lackluster compared to previous years. So I don't know if it's recovery. It seemed like mostly just more states that were close by vendors were here. Like when I talked to a couple, because I bought a couple patches for my jean jacket, that was Arizona. There was some Colorado people, some California, but again, not the same extent of massive amount of vendors, and even the amount of photo ops seemed much, much smaller. So I think that's just the pandemic effect that it had. I do think that there were a lot of cooler collectibles, and I don't know if that's a byproduct of me not focusing so much on other stuff because there's less to focus on, but I saw a lot of cool collectibles. I bought the original TMNT comic book, the one with the red bands, all of them, the set of four for $100. Usually they were always 250, so I pulled the trigger on that. And then two special edition Funko Pops for Naruto Shippuden. There's the reanimation Madara and the Kakashi with the lightning blade. So I think that was a win for me, finding those things. But overall, it did seem like the energy was pretty low. But I think obviously the pandemic had a lot to do with that, sadly. So hopefully next year they come back stronger. But if you wanted to find cool art stuff, there was that in abundance. There weren't a lot of attire like clothing or hats from what I could see, and even less Funko Pops than usual, but hey, there were still cool stuff, and this one was definitely a win for me as far as the collectibles that I was able to purchase.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry guys, I had to pee. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh,
and I heard you guys asking a question, but I didn't hear.
Alright, Heather, you good then?
She's still in my... Yeah. Oh, there she... Okay, okay. I thought she was still in my...
No, I'm here.
Okay, Japoran. Yeah, tell us how you felt.
I was going to say, first of all, Breaker Senpai, were you able to see that Kurama? There was some Kurama Funko Pop available over there.
Was it the one in the Susanoo?
Yes.
Yes, I almost bought it, but I didn't want to spend... I think it was $80, and I had already spent just under $200. So maybe I'll pull it on eBay or something later.
Yeah, okay, well, I can tell you my experience. I got there around 2 o'clock. The line was pretty fast, to be honest, speaking. And what I did, me and Javi, shout out to Javi over here, we actually went through all of the vendors back to back. It actually took us like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh my goodness.
And after that, we just went home. I wasn't able to be and see any panels, honestly speaking. There was a couple that were kind of interesting, especially one with K-pop in it, that apparently that was kind of new for sure. But yeah, I do agree with what Breiko Senpai was saying. Most of the stuff was local. I did see a lot of Funko Pops. I did see a lot of people dress up as female Loki, which was a hot commodity over there. And we were able to find a bunch of amazing stuff. We actually shared a particular Halo Funko Pop Master Chief, signed by the chief himself,
Steve Downes.
That was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
He, Javi was actually able to get it. Shout out to him.
Javi got it.
There was a lot of cool posters. Yeah, he got it.
Sick.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you, Paul, and shout out to Javi too. Thank you guys for trying to find the animator's artwork for me. I guess he wasn't there though, but thank you for looking.
Yeah, for sure. And I gotta say, there was a lot of good comics. There was a lot of comics that were on sale. I was actually managed to get a Venom collection series, which covers more than 30 volumes into one.
That's nice, bro.
It's really heavy. And I gotta say, if you spend some time looking for it, you can definitely find good deals with good prices as well.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say, because I actually ran into Javi and Paul on our way out, my brother and I. There was a lot of, I mean, there's always a nostalgic factor, but they had a lot of Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards for sale, like first edition, limited editions, holographics, some like $4,000, others higher than $4,000. It was kind of cool to see that. Again, I don't know if I was able to see more of it just because there was less, so it stuck out more for me, but it was kind of cool to see a bunch of what you would call retro or vintage from our childhood. Like, there was a lot of Ninja Turtles stuff, and Ninja Turtles, like, one of my all-time favorite things, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of Ninja Turtles, there's a lot of Pokemon games, there's a lot of retro games as well. The thing that I didn't like, though, is that some places were selling at overprice. Like, I was about to buy a first edition Machamp Pokemon card. $50, it seemed like too good to be true, but we actually found it a lot cheaper on eBay. So, I gotta say, if you're planning to go tomorrow, I think by the time we release this episode, it will already be over, but I prefer just checking before you're buying online, just to be safe.
Paul, how much cheaper could you have found it on eBay?
Well, the original price at the convention was $50. We found it for $12 to $18.
Wow. Are you serious?
Wow. Like, oh my God. I know they do an up price just so that you have, like, it's convenience, but that much, five times the price, yeah, no way, it's not worth it.
Yeah, and I gotta say, I managed to walk by the photo section. Of course, I didn't take any pictures, but I was able to see the guy from Stranger Things. What's his name? There were two other kids that were supposed to be there. Him and the other guy.
The curly-haired
kid? I can't remember his name at the moment. Yeah, no, not him.
Is that all you know him as? Mr. the curly-haired kid?
Well,
I'm trying to remember his name. I don't remember at the moment. Like, I'm spacing out, but there were two of them. I was also able to see some of the Cobra Kai people in there as well, which is really cool.
That's dope.
I got to see all the top three guys in there, especially... Oh, man, I'm spacing out with names. I do apologize to all the listeners, but I was really starstruck by just seeing them, and that was really awesome. And there was also the voice from Naruto, the English voice of Naruto as well, to all the people who love it. We were thinking of recording her voice, but we decided not to.
I believe she did record for us, remember? Believe it! She's saying it right now. Believe it! Yep.
On our end, we can't hear it, but on their end, they do.
They'll hear it on here. We have her recorded saying "believe it," especially just for Miles.
No, but overall, like I said, I think if you're looking to buy stuff, to collect stuff, you'll definitely find some stuff in here. So I think if that's the main thing we want to collect, sure. I do feel like there's a lot of more people appearing to the convention. Maybe, I don't know, it felt kind of nice. Like, it was everything going back to normal. Maybe it wasn't, but at the same time, it felt like there was a lot of people who were trying to dress up and trying to put their effort to look cool and show their fandom.
Was any of the actors from Cobra Kai there today, or is that this weekend?
Yeah, they were signing today. Like, I walk around that area to the photo section. I was able to see them.
How busy was it there for them?
It wasn't. Well, Johnny, it was a pretty long line. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. William Zabka? Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, everybody else, I think it was pretty moderate. So, but yeah, it was awesome. But I think, yeah, overall, if you're into that kind of stuff and you want to come next year, I mean, they're probably going to have more stuff and increase more vendors. And have fun and dress up with your friends.
I spoke with Boriko Senpai about this earlier in the day, and that's what I was telling him. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a slow build up, and I'm assuming 2023 is when everything's going to be more or less back to normal.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Hopefully, that's what I mean. That's the hope is yes, but we'll see. All right, that's it for the news. Now it's time for the main event. Like I said, this idea actually came from Japorium, but we had Heather who made the game. So because she made the game, she is gonna explain to us what we're doing.
Game master.
Yeah, game master. This is close to Dungeons and Dragons we've gotten to until we actually played together. But tell us,
this isn't even close to that.
Well, it's the closest Dungeon thing. Master. Heather, you're the master in this game. Hostess. So tell us.
All right, I am the hostess of this game. All right, so. This game I'm calling The True Otaku because we need to know who can identify an anime versus a TV show. And if you can identify it as an anime, what anime is it?
There's a twist.
There is a twist. So, there's
a twist.
Listen to the rules. So everyone's going to get to guess after I read the description. You can guess the title of an anime, or you can say, I think it's a TV show. If you think it's a TV show, hold on to that TV show idea in your head, and after everyone's guessed, I will tell you the answer of whether it is someone got the anime correct or if it is, in fact, a TV show. Then, if you had guessed that it was a TV show, you have a chance to guess the show. And each of these give you different points. So if you guess that it's a TV show and you get it right that it's a TV show, you get 1 point. If you guess an anime right off the bat and you get it right, you get 3 points. Then if it is a TV show and you correctly guess the TV show, you get 2 additional points. So there's a chance to get 3 points on each item.
I have a question. Are we answering via text on Discord to dissuade people from changing their answer based off what they hear? So we all enter it in at the same time or what?
I was just going to let everyone guess because I'm not going to tell anyone the answer.
Okay, well, that's fine. I just... Okay.
Okay, so you won't tell us the answer. You'll go over the answers after we've finished the entire list, right?
No. So after everyone's guessed, then I'll tell you if it's a TV show or if someone guessed the anime correctly. If no one gets the anime correctly and I tell them it's an anime, I'll give the people a chance to guess again to get 1 point. So, like, the people who guessed that it was a TV show and got it wrong, they can then guess an anime. And if they get the anime right, they'll get 1 point. So there's kind of a disadvantage if you don't guess that part correctly. Because you can only...
I'm curious. So our answer, we just say TV show or we say anime and that's it? Or do we actually call out the name of the show?
If you think it's an anime, you'll guess the name of the anime.
Okay.
That way you can get 3 points if you get it correct.
But if we just say anime, we can get 1 point?
No, you get no points.
Okay, you get so no correctly points. The name. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what if we
all... what's the order?
Like what host was saying, like what if we all guess the same one?
Yeah, I was going to say.
At the end of the game, whoever has the most points.
Right, yeah. But I just like what host says, it's somebody persuading somebody else's answers.
Well, that's why I said what we do is we type our answer, but before we hit enter, Heather says enter, so we all enter our responses, so it's like a real time, so we don't... I'm not going to piggyback because I'm not one of those people, but it does kind of like sway people if you hear someone else say and they're like, oh, yeah. So then you truly find out that Paul's the otaku, King Otaku.
Yeah, we're going to know that anyway. I mean, this is just a formality, basically.
We could put that on Chibi Chat. So when Heather's like, okay, put your answer down or type it in and then type it and then say, enter now.
We'll still talk as we're doing it, but we'll have our... When Heather says, all right, put answers in now, and then we'll do it. Yeah.
Like 5 seconds. Right.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. And then you guys, that way you guys can all get points.
Yay.
Then we can try.
We can keep track of that. That's
okay.
Now, so we just answered. Okay.
Remember, everyone on the first guess, you can say you think it's a TV show, or you can name an anime.
Okay.
And then we'll go to round 2 if you think it's a TV show.
So really, we're all playing for second place. Got it. Okay.
All right. Number 1.
So, question really quick.
Yes.
So in a scenario in which I think I know the answer of a TV show or anime, do I just type it right away or just say anime or TV show at first?
You didn't listen.
If it's an anime, you say the name of the anime. If you think it's a TV show, just say TV show.
But no, okay. We're writing it down though. You don't submit it until she says time.
Yeah. Okay,
Japar, why are you stressing? You're gonna win anyway. So I don't know why you're asking all these clarifying questions. You already know.
He's doing the Japanese like the anime where they push up the glasses. He's getting ready.
During round 2, if it is a TV show and I've said it's a TV show, everyone can guess the TV show, but if... Like I said, the only way you get a full 3 points for that is if you were the one who said, I think it's a TV show.
Okay.
All right, let's just do round 1 and see how it goes.
Okay.
Let's do it, Master Heather.
All right. Number 1. Ink welding vigilante is defeated by his own hubris when he goes from a well-meaning kid to an evil maniac.
What?
This is the summary.
Say it again.
I already know. I'm stoked for this.
I'm not. Don't. Okay. Say it one more time. Can I get a repeat?
Yeah, me too.
Please.
Ink welding vigilante is defeated by his own hubris when he goes from being a well-meaning kid to an evil maniac.
Oh, okay.
Say ink.
You guys need to type.
Ink welding.
Let us know when we select enter, because I'm not going to press enter just yet.
Can't worry.
All right, I'm going to do a timer for the next round. You have like 15 seconds to type. Do you think that's good?
Yes.
I'm going to lose this. I have no idea what the heck is going on.
3, 2, 1, enter. All right,
we have
the correct answers.
Okay.
Oh, it is Death Note.
Woo!
So,
what?
Got it right, and Diego got it right. So you guys get 3 points each.
Nerds.
Hey, I actually got it from the first one. I didn't even need it repeated. She spoke clearly.
Cheers.
I didn't know if I heard ink first. That's why I was like, did she say ink? I wasn't sure.
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, ink. I thought you said like welding, like steel welding.
Welding.
I didn't hear ink. I didn't hear the ink part.
Ink
welding. Oh, I mean, there was the ink in the, okay, never mind.
Ink wielding.
Wielding, welding, wielding. I can't speak.
Wielding.
Welding?
All right. Wielding?
Okay, go. Heather, Master Heather, go.
Okay, round two. Amateur scientists accidentally invent a microwave that can send messages back through time. This changes the flow of time and creates multiple timelines, each more perilous than the last. You have 15 seconds.
So three scientists? Wait.
I'm only reading it once. You have 15 seconds.
Wait.
Damn.
But, God dang it, this could be many things. Balls.
The listeners probably want to hear that again, I'm just saying.
No, I okay.
2, 1, enter. We have correct answers, Diego and David.
Yeah!
But I get the full one because I said anime and that, right?
No, you don't listen to rules, do you?
Nope.
You just have to
Steins Gate's already the anime, so you don't, yeah.
Yeah, you just have to say the name of the anime.
I hope you guys are honorable and not Googling what her description is.
You would be able to hear me.
You don't have that much time. 15 seconds is not that much time.
I only had time to Google hubris, but I didn't know what that meant.
All right.
Too big. Number three. Where's too big for Daigo?
Yes.
Orphaned child finds comfort in competition. Despite drug and alcohol dependency, the orphan has a quest to become the greatest chess master in the world. 15 seconds. Starts now.
What? Oh my gosh, I don't... Okay, whatever.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
TV show is correct. So now you have, I'll read the description one more time and you can name the TV show. Everyone has a chance to do it, even if you said that it was an anime. But you get less points.
Okay.
Orphan child finds comfort in competition. Despite drug and alcohol dependency, the orphan has a quest to become the greatest chess master in the world. 15 seconds.
I'm just throwing haymakers left and right. Boom, boom, boom.
This sounds like a made-up show that I would never watch. And if it is something I watched, I'm going to be mad at myself.
3, 2, 1, enter. Diego got it correct.
What the fudge is this?
So did Paul. Your names are different on their Chibi chat. It's very confusing.
So Diego obviously Googled that because he doesn't watch TV shows.
No, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it. No, I pay attention. That's why you say, "Oh, Diego, you're good at remembering things."
So you know
important stuff.
So you know. So Mister, you're telling me
I promise. I promise. If you want me, I'll screen share. I'll screen share my screen.
You need to close your browser.
Nope. You guys don't trust each other.
Not Diego. He doesn't watch shit.
He's like hubris meaning. Okay.
Hubris.
Oh, I spelled it as humorous. Oh, sorry.
All right.
Okay, Master Heather, go again.
Number four. Round four. A high school student plagued by spirits becomes a temporary part-time cook and housekeeper. While his job consists of household chores, his boss increasingly sends him on errands of supernatural nature.
Dave is already freaking typing.
15 seconds.
No, I was, and then I stopped.
You actually need this 15 seconds.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
If this was like video games, Miles would be winning.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, enter.
I have no doubt that he would win video games.
Oh, nobody got this one. Damn. Diego said anime. You're supposed to guess the name of the anime.
He didn't listen. I don't know. You did not listen.
Shut up.
He was trying to Google and then he forgot the word.
It is not a TV show. It is an anime.
I just know I'm in the vein of the anime. I just don't know
why. So nobody got this one.
So even if we all got it wrong.
If you all got it wrong, I'll read it one more time. And okay. if you have another guess, you can guess.
Okay.
High school student plagued by spirits becomes a temporary part-time cook and housekeeper. While his job consists of household chores, his boss increasingly sends him on errands of his supernatural nature.
These are shows we've never seen, right? Or have we seen these shows? Or will you not say that?
I think you've seen these.
I don't know.
David, Diego knows the chance.
You can just hit enter, because if you get it right, you get the points.
Oh, okay.
Last chance. Yes, Paul got it right.
Okay.
It's Holic, triple X Holic.
Yeah, no, I believe Miles' question mark was the...
Go, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, the truest of otakus. He knows that triple X life. Jay Porion.
The X's, or you don't say the X's? I never actually...
No, it's called X-Holic. They call it X-Holic.
Okay.
True otaku knows, it's okay. We must follow his example.
Okay. Well, he's actually not winning right now.
He's not too.
Yeah, I'm not winning. Yeah,
you gotta get more. You gotta get more.
Because Japurian is just giving us. He's giving us like this sense of comfort. Like, oh, we can do it. And then he's just gonna pull ahead at the end. But I already know this.
All I'm hearing is people complaining. So how about?
All right.
We got nothing, man.
Be quiet, Mr. Hubers.
Okay, get rid of the pipe. Number 5. The story begins with a young boy who discovers that the father who he thought was dead is in fact alive. He learns his father is an individual who's proven themselves an elite member of humanity. The boy is determined to follow his father's footsteps and eventually become an elite member of humanity too. 15 seconds.
I'm guessing on this one.
Take a guess.
I think I spelled that wrong, did I?
And how can you spell TV show wrong?
Hey, David.
3, 2, 1, enter. Oh, nobody got this one either. I didn't think this was that hard.
Dang.
Wait. Fairy Tale?
Nobody got it.
I just wondering what Miles said Fairy Tale.
Don't insult me, Mr. TV show. Yeah. Your answer the last 5 times.
Yeah. Hey, I would get 1 point right if it's right.
Yeah, at least I had a guess.
Just say it if you have a guess. The story begins with a young boy who discovers that the father who he thought was dead is in fact alive. He learns his father is an individual who's proven themselves an elite member of humanity. The boy is determined to follow his father's footsteps and eventually become an elite member of humanity too. Any guesses? No? No.
Got me on this one.
Wait, I got mine. TV Pokemon.
No, this is Hunter x Hunter.
If Lou was on here,
he probably would have got it.
Wait, David watches?
I did not click in my head at all.
I've watched a lot of the show. I can't believe I didn't think about that. Shit.
So nobody got this point.
Nobody got a point. Right. Okay.
Dang, we all suck. Well,
next
except for Paul.
One. Well, I tried to make them like tricksy, so they.
It's good. I'm not dissing on. It's good.
I like this a lot. So this is your really good.
Don't discredit me from that. Our stupidity.
If anything, this just shows how great of a writer for a game you are, Heather. Yeah, that's all it does.
I try. Okay. Next one. Let's do this. A young boy is abducted by a creature from another realm. His mother and the town's police chief search for the boy. At the same time, a psychokinetic child escapes from a laboratory and helps the boy in their efforts to find him.
Okay.
The boy's friends, I'm sorry. Helps the boy's friends in their efforts to find him.
What?
Okay.
I got it.
Fake.
No, you don't.
Fake news.
Do you want me to show how to spell alchemist?
3, 2, 1, go. Well, half of you said TV show and half of you said the right answer.
you said put... Yay, I followed the rules. You said put TV show and then you put the name.
Yeah, you're supposed to put TV show. Well, and then guess the show.
No one listens to the rules.
Okay.
That was my guess.
TV show. So and you, then that, that was again, and then we'll do. Okay.
Okay. Everybody gets three points, right?
Yeah, that was gonna be my guess anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I get it now.
Okay. Fine. So let's, Heather. Before we start, let's review this again. If it's a TV show, just put TV show. If it's an anime, you have to put the name.
TV show. There you go.
Hey, I got overzealous because I didn't know how well I would do. In fact, I knew that game.
He joined a 3-point gang. That's why he got super excited.
I get 3 points this time. Yay.
All right.
Heather's keeping tally. Heather.
Huh?
Heather is keeping score.
I'm keeping score. I have it all written down.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to win anyway. Cool. Stop worrying. Okay, gosh. Japorian, we already know you're going
to
win.
No.
Anyways.
Score will speak for itself.
Next one. After their mother's death, two brothers travel throughout the world hunting evil supernatural creatures.
Can I get more clarification?
No.
But, fine.
Shut up, nerd.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Enter. I knew this one would trick you out. This is not Full Metal.
What?
It's pretty close, but it's actually, I wrote this one specifically as Supernatural.
What? I've never seen a single...
Just kidding.
I've never seen a single episode of that show.
That's my favorite TV show of all time.
It's funny because it's like...
Miles got it wrong.
But it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
Heather, you should be disappointed in me. You know how much I love that show.
I know. I was like, Miles might get this, but I knew that the two brothers thing might trip people up.
Winchester.
All right. Next. I don't know how many people are going to get this one. This one was kind of like, I need another one. I'll throw it in there. A loner high school student has no interest in school until he meets a girl, and to impress her, he helps reform the drama club.
Oh.
What?
What?
I'll read this one again. A loner high school student has no interest in school until he meets a girl, and to impress her, he helps reform the drama club.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
I'm
thinking of like two. Yeah.
Extra time.
Oh, I think it's actually I don't know.
3, 2, 1, enter. Ooh, David, you got it.
Yeah.
Clannad is correct.
Screw you, Paul. Yeah.
What was the answer to the last one? If it wasn't Full Metal, I know. Sorry.
Supernatural.
It was Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Oh, the name is Supernatural. Got you. Okay.
Okay, the answer was Clannad for the listeners who can't read the text. It's Clannad.
Clannad is the loner high school student.
The only reason I remember that is... Okay, go, Mr. Sorry.
No, I said what's funny is you screamed so loud that you broke through you peaked your mic so nobody could hear you except for me. And
he's very proud of this.
Because the only thing that got me that I would think of this is like, at the end of the first season is they want to put on a play. That's the only reason why I remember that. And I was like, Heather's trying to throw me off with that stupid Supernatural thing. So that's the only reason why it popped into my head. I was thinking Haruhi Suzumiya at first. I'm like, David, that can't be it. Anyway, go on.
It just became David.
Don't know the story.
You win. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
What? You need to talk to Jose right here.
Tell
him. I was working on Clannad for a long time.
You should have the DVDs or Blu-rays.
We probably do. Jose has the most of these.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you.
If we were
playing this game and Jose was here, even if he couldn't see the screen, he would probably get most of these correct because he just knows.
Exactly. That's why he should be playing.
That's why he's not playing. I was like, no, yeah, he's gonna break the game.
He's gonna he's gonna make the curve need high.
Team Shark to join, okay?
He wins at everything, and he's a total snitch. No. Uno.
Except when you do win, he gets mad. He gets super mad.
He didn't even have to be mad. He just wants to win. All right. Let's go to the next one. Number 9. The story of a war of succession among competing claims for control of the throne, with noble families fighting for independence while facing the threat of legendary creatures.
Remember, Heather, it's the massive misdirection. That's all I'm going to say.
I try to misdirect people. Just
I know. Make
it interesting. 3, 2, 1, enter. Okay, everyone got that it's a TV show, so you all get 1 point. Huzzah. And now you have 10 seconds to type in the answer. Because I'm sure you all have one in your head.
I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Wait, wrong.
Are we set? Okay. Yeah, she didn't say.
One.
Why are you guys jumping the gun?
Go. Everyone got it. It's Game of Thrones. That is correct.
Wait, am I the only one that got it because I waited?
Because we all knew it.
Everyone. Dun, 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 2 points dun, for that. Dun, dun, dun. Plus the other point for knowing it's a TV show.
Okay, is that the number 9?
I figured that one would be easy. I was like, how do I not say throne in this? But I couldn't. All right. Number 10. Chinese contractor undertakes espionage and assassination missions in Tokyo. In his false civilian life, he is known as a shy student and is assisted by a contractor in a cat's body.
The hell? I'm out.
15 seconds.
Wait. Shoot. No, that's not it.
No, that's right.
3.
Okay. Can you repeat this? Two, oh, dang.
1. Enter.
Oh, okay.
No. None of you got it.
Dang it.
Do you want me
to try one more time? David.
One more time. You have 10 seconds. Chinese contractor undertakes espionage and assassination missions in Tokyo. In his false civilian life, he is known as a shy student and is assisted by a contractor trapped in a cat's body.
Contractor in a cat's body?
If you have a guess, just say it. Focus is a good guess, but
no. Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, yeah.
I'm going with Sailor Moons.
Luna had a sex change.
This is Darker Than Black.
I've never seen that.
Oh.
It's an anime. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen Darker Than Black.
I watched, like...
I think that was canceled. Racist.
Not part of
it. No, it is finished.
I was like, I think I watched half of that.
Is that thing a cat in Cardcaptor Sakura?
I don't remember.
But it's not the answer.
I remember the cat.
We're just throwing stuff that cats in it. Okay.
All right. Number 11. A young high schooler is in love with an oblivious classmate. A delinquent classmate is in love with her. Both of them struggle to confess their feelings, and their antics lead to crazy situations.
That's like 50,000 animes, Rom-Com. What the fudge?
It's like every anime.
Like every show, right?
There's only one show in my mind.
3, 2, 1. Enter. Diego got it. It is School Rumble.
David, we're missing out here.
That's what I was thinking first, but one of the things she said threw me off. That's why I was confused.
Wait, that prince of the cat, is that you and your cat?
There's something about, or maybe it's a wolf.
Overthinking.
Is that you and your cat?
No, there's like something called like
overthinking, because he wants to dethrone Paul so bad that it's tripping him up.
But it's funny because Paul's
I'm not making effort.
Yes, but his anger is 100% directed at Paul and some to his brother, but that's about it. My he doesn't care about me or Miles.
Nope. I mean, I care about you guys just in different ways.
Well, you know what I mean. He doesn't care about us in this game. He doesn't care about our competition. That's what I mean.
That's yeah, okay. Matt's Heather, just go.
That's accurate is what he was going to say.
Next one. Number 12. After a terminal diagnosis, a high school teacher takes on an underground enterprise with the help of a drug-dealing former student.
Whoa.
Oh! Good, 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 good. You ever sing it?
Goodbye, bye. I don't know how to do it.
Three. What was that? Two. One.
Just so everybody knows they're single. They're yours.
I am married. Thank you very much.
Oh, hell no. I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
All right. 1 point for the TV show. Now, if you know what it is,
can I wait?
Go ahead and enter that. You have 10 seconds.
Wait, do we wait until you get the 10 seconds up and then we hit enter?
Yes, okay. Shut up.
10, let's do it. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enter. It is Breaking Bad. Ha-ha. Good job.
I thought you said, Miles. You went to the underground, is what you said. They're doing, like, what the hell? You said, like, science experiments and they went to the underground. Like, what are you
like
talking
about? Like the underground world?
They drug, you mean?
After a terminal diagnosis, a high school teacher takes on an underground enterprise with the help of a drug-dealing former student.
I think Miles just thinking underground, like literally underground?
I was actually.
He's like, literally underground? It's impossible.
Over here thinking hangover. I'm like,
all right.
You threw him off. Good job, Heather.
I did.
I have the worst point, okay? So I already know I'm horrible at this.
You got one, though.
Yeah, right. Be proud.
I didn't have to Google it.
At least one. I think you got two. All right, let's see.
I got two? You're the gatekeeper.
Yeah, you have 6 points. You got two.
Yay. I'll pat myself on the back. Yay.
All right. Number 13. A schoolgirl is on a search for her father's killer, which brings her into violent conflict with the student council president of her school, who wears a superhuman uniform.
Oh my gosh.
15 seconds is on the clock.
Come on, let's sing it.
If any of our listeners happen to be getting these correct, then you guys...
Yeah, play along.
Let us know.
3, 2, 1, enter. Kill a Kill is correct. Diego got it. David got it.
Yeah.
I thought
it was
Glee.
I've never seen it.
It was a toss-up. It was a toss between Glee and Kill a Kill. Like I didn't know. Just let the face decide.
They're very similar, apparently.
The superhuman uniform. I was afraid it was going to get.
That was good one, Heather. Good job. No, that was good.
All right. Next one, number 14. A teenage girl who has just lost both her parents in a car accident falls in love with a vampire. Their relationship becomes increasingly complicated as the vampire's older brother returns with a plan to bring back his past love.
What the fudge?
What's with all these orphans?
That's like the ABCs of
and animes. That's just what it is. Orphans. They're all orphans.
I'm only gonna. Dang it! Actually, I don't know.
I feel like I know this for some reason, but I don't know it.
How do I spell it? 2, 1.
I don't know what this one is. Actually,
it is a TV show. Okay, so Pulse, Diego, and Paul get bonus points. And now everyone has 10 seconds to write in their guess. You need me to read it again? Because it was kind of long. A teenage girl who has just lost both parents in a car accident falls in love with a vampire. Their relationship becomes increasingly complicated as the vampire's older brother returns with a plan to bring back his past love. 10 seconds for the title of the TV show.
Oh, dang it.
10, 9, 8.
Will you freaking Mr.
Hey, why did you just wait?
2, 1.
Oh, where's my mouse?
So close, David was so close. He guessed the originals, but it was Vampire Diaries.
I was just going to do that and deleted it. Gosh damn it.
Damn it.
I thought it'd be either True Blood or Vampire Diaries, and I guessed the wrong one.
I deleted it.
Miles, you're not.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Mister was good with the vampire kiss.
You did get 1 point. Okay.
I guess there's no point in this round, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, number 15, actually, you're not that far. Well, you are that far behind Diego.
Doing anyway?
But if Diego doesn't get it and you do, then you're tied.
Me?
So I'm going to win this. Good job.
Paul. Yeah, Paul and Diego.
Oh, Diego, I don't think I did too much effort here.
Clean effort, though.
All right, this is the last one. A young man joins an elite army when a monster destroys his hometown and kills his mother. He continues to fight while investigating the origin of the monster. 15 seconds.
Okay. Okay. Good job. Good job, Master Heather.
What?
It's a good job, Master Heather.
Yeah, thanks. 3, 2, 1. Good job. Everyone got Attack on Titan except for
Sasageyo, Sasageyo.
Not a fan.
It's Attack on Titan.
Okay. Not a fan of Attack on Titan. I think I knew that, actually.
That's the first person I've heard about from.
I've heard a few
Miles
people.
Miles was back.
Good story. I just don't like any of the characters.
You didn't watch this. I just stopped watching it.
I want half a point, if I may, just because I have the first one to enter.
No.
No. What the
I can get a point.
You give
five,
the total it. Point count. I just want to make sure I follow.
I'll say I did points.
I had a 40 millisecond delay, so mine technically would have gone in first. So I blame the delay input. I blame on that. So I actually would have been first. So I get that half point, Miles.
Yeah, faster internet.
Yeah, that's how it works. Right.
Our winner of the night and the true otaku is Diego.
Cheated.
Yeah. Diego, yay! 100% your brother.
Congratulations.
What's funny is I just pay attention.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
Because I don't even watch half of this stuff. Like
he's Game just good Thrones, at googling. He's like,
that's the BS thing.
Hubris.
This is what Game happens when you watch the YouTube summaries. I've you just memorize Game the summaries. Diego knows them all.
Breaking Bad.
Here's Diego. I don't know what Supernatural is, but I know what freaking the Chess Gambit fucking show is.
Because that was like the newest hotness when it came out on Netflix. Everyone was like, have you ever heard of Chess, the Queen's Gambit? Like, okay. And then I just took a shot in the dark because I didn't know she was an orphan. So I was like, okay.
I love the conspiracy about Google. I know how to Google, guys.
He does. He's good at that. Summary of Queen's Gambit.
I believe Diego.
Well, when you live with him for like 30 years,
I was reading it. I didn't think that anyone would be able to Google like the key point. Especially since all of them are like orphan.
I pay attention to things. That's why I know.
You should have thrown Stuart Little in there. No, I would have got Stuart Little.
That's false because Diego always argues. I pay
parents go to orphanage and adopt them now.
Unlikely species gets adopted by two Caucasian parents.
Yeah, that's it.
Stuart Little.
I gotta say, Heather, I did like your descriptions a lot.
They were good.
They really made us think of them.
Very, very good.
Thank you. I was trying to throw everyone off with this game, so I'm glad that you guys got
it. Am I correct in that I got 13 points?
You are correct. You got 14 points, actually, Hoss.
Oh, well,
I gave everyone that 1 point for the TV show.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That was interesting.
Good job.
Do you have any more, Heather?
No.
Wait, so what was the final score, Heather?
Final score, Diego had 10, 15, 21. David had 22.
Oh.
Not 22. Sorry. 5, 10, 15, 20. You had 20. Paul had 20, Hoss had 14, and Miles had 9.
Wait, didn't Hoss like put like 3 of them like just I don't know?
Yeah, but
but the ones I guess I got automatically with 3
That's
points.
That's true. Okay.
quite a few.
Yeah.
On the TV show ones, he got 3 points for most of those. Because he guessed TV show and then got 2 points for guessing the show.
Okay, okay. That was good. Good job, Boricua Senpai.
Good game.
Thank you. The anime is what threw me. I mean, some of the TV shows saved me for sure.
I never seen from that. I've never seen what's it called?
Darker Than Black.
Stainscape.
Yeah, I never seen a lot of those.
Pretty much
like my question of the ones that you didn't know, did any of them pique your interest because of the description? Or were they all like, I don't want to watch that?
Well, I'm not gonna watch
that. Threw me off.
I'm not going to watch Vampire Diaries because that's like 30
years. I'm not going to watch it for now for something like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff I don't care to watch.
I was asking about the animes, but...
Animes?
I tried watching Kill la Kill.
That's the only one that interested me was Kill la Kill because my brother, I think, liked it.
I like Kill la Kill. I
watched all of them except for X-Holic and... that's it, I think.
You watch Darker Than Black?
No, Darker Than Black, X-Holic, and Steins Gate are the ones I haven't seen.
I'm gonna be like X-Holic, it's done by Clamp.
It sucks. Lanky, sharp chin crap.
Heather, it's a good story. What are you talking about, man?
Dude, the only time that I have overlooked that was Kogias. Everything else, blah.
Anyway, dude, I was saying, Heather, what did you say?
Diego, did you see Hunter x Hunter?
Oh, no, I hadn't seen one either. The thing is, I don't want to watch it because the mangaka never is going to finish his stuff, and I don't want to watch something that's never going to finish.
You haven't even watched stuff that's finished, Diego.
What?
You haven't watched stuff that's already finished. Like, JoJo, I'm still waiting on part 3. I'm still waiting on part 3 on
YouTube. YouTube, I already know. YouTube gave me all the information.
You read the summary already. He's ready for part 5.
See? Yeah.
He never finished Digimon. He never finished Naruto. Finished
Digimon.
You never finished Digimon?
I finished Digimon.
I didn't even watch
Coco either.
Wait, Diego never finished Naruto. What the hell?
I finished Naruto. Don't you dare.
I was going to say, I don't blame him if he didn't.
I watched Naruto Kai. That makes it 100 times easier to watch.
You didn't watch Coco, Diego.
I don't need to cry anymore. I'm done crying with stuff. I'm not going to do it no more.
But remember,
I hate betrayal, okay? I cried during Jiraiya's death, Kakashi's death, what's her name? The daughter from Clannad in After Story. Spoiler alert! And all that crap.
I cried tears.
I cried ugly tears, Heather. I was like, it's not fair. Why are they doing it? And then I went to a freaking anime Reddit, and they're like, just watch the next episode. No. Get it. They ruined it for me. Why did they have to do that? And then they made it better, but I'm tired of crying for it. No more cries. No more tears.
You need to watch Coco.
You gotta watch Anohana.
Tears don't fall.
No, Mr. Watch Anohana. That's a good cry.
I did not cry on that. I started, but I haven't gotten
that
very far in.
I got no feelings towards it.
You gotta finish it, Heather. I think they're gonna make a sequel.
I know. I do. Anyway, fun game.
Yeah, it was.
You made everyone rage, thanks.
I know. It's David here. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I think what's funny about Diego is that he watches a lot of the YouTube summaries and YouTube reviews and doesn't actually watch the show.
I watch the good clips. I don't watch
the highlight reels of things.
Yeah,
he would talk to me as if he watched Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans. I come to find out he just YouTubed the whole thing, just a couple clips.
And I got everything I needed.
All the spoilers without enjoying the storytelling.
This is Diego's life. He thrives on spoilers. Like,
yeah, he does. Both amusements do. But the
not to that
is,
point. I never do that.
David puts in the work for the spoiler as far as he'll read it or watch it. Yeah. But
yeah.
They both love spoilers.
Highlight reels. He wants it all fast.
So I do have a question. I do have a question to all the listeners here. I want to answer this debate. Is what Diego's doing, is it okay? Or do you actually have to watch the whole series to actually claim your knowledge?
Oh, yeah. Is the highlight reel okay? Is
well,
it
okay. Well, here's the thing. Like, can you...
Let me say this. With these cliff notes, I was able to get a job.
Knowledge is knowledge. You can't take that away from him.
The thing is he a real? Is he a real fan?
Certified, original, legit? No, that's different. Does he have pieces and knowledge? Sure, but now understand his opinion is formulated by the opinions of those clips he watched, as opposed to his own opinions and thoughts about the show.
I get credit for
yes. You know, I hate when Diego watches a video and he's like, yeah, I'm not going to see that. Like, Free Guy, he's like, I'm not going to see that because I already saw the highlight reel. Like, go watch the movie and tell me if you like it.
I never watched anything from Free Guy.
Well, other stuff. You watch things all the time and you have a preconceived idea of what this is.
I'll agree with you there. Also, on top of this, let's blame and attack Diego party.
It's well deserved. What are you talking about? You're trying to say like it's not well deserved.
I accepted your knowledge. I just do not accept your opinions.
We this accept you to be part of the council, but you are no Jedi Master.
Exactly.
You can know things, but it doesn't mean you truly have like an opinion that people should care about. Because if all you watch were highlights, you can't tell me how the story developed into what it was.
He's just copying opinions.
For how good a show
yes.
is.
Yeah, that's true.
He just takes things out of context, definitely. That's why.
Well, sometimes it makes me watch the show and then I end up liking it a lot.
What have you watched recently?
You watched Paw Patrol. That's the only thing he wasn't able to get spoiler for.
He watched the cliff notes of Paw Patrol.
I watched Bluey, and Bluey's awesome, so don't even.
Did you actually watch Bluey?
No, I didn't watch Bluey. I'm just.
I was like, see, you watched
Bluey. This guy.
I love Bluey, but I don't believe it.
The last thing he watched was Dragon Tales all the way through, which is a good show.
I don't like Dragon Tales, actually.
Oh, I love
not that. Even you didn't even finish Dragon Ball. As a Dragon Ball fan, barely start reading the manga.
I have watched
manga.
In case anybody's forgotten, we're actually recording a podcast. So, do we want to do anything, or is just giving everybody banter for an hour at the end?
Dude, they love this.
It goes to the end of it, just because we feel like.
To be fair, I have watched.
It's for character development.
I just never read the manga, and to be fair, for these fans, David and Miles have never read the Dragon Ball manga, so they're not even fans either. So
Hold on. He just started reading the manga of Dragon Ball. He's not finished, and he just started reading, so I want to hear that.
But have you ever read it?
That's no excuse. You're still reading it as of now, and you're a grown-ass man.
I'm just saying, they're attacking me, so I want you to be in this.
he just signed to feel the hate. He's like, I can't take the hate no more.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. No, I'm joining you to this. Thanks, Diego.
I'm adding you to this file.
It's okay. We watched the anime with all the fillers. We did our part.
So, in summary,
that's true.
I gotta say, Diego won. At what cost? Is it worth it?
Hey, everything. Winning is winning.
Okay,
you got the title of the anime Otaku.
True Otaku.
Winning doesn't matter when you got family.
Yeah, okay, Toretto. Ask any racer, any real racer.
Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
Winning is winning.
And I beg to differ. If you beat someone by a mile, like, yeah, I mean, winning is winning as far as a stat line goes, but one is far more impressive.
Yeah. Had me? You never had me.
Never had your car.
My gosh.
You sounded like Trump.
How do you sound like Trump?
You never had your car. You're fired.
Did you imagine my lips doing
you're fired.
With my hand gestures?
A little bit.
Okay.
All right, guys. Let's wrap a few things up here. So before we say our goodbyes till next week, any recommendations for a movie, video game, music, whatever it is, do you want to give to the people? Let's start off with I know you always do, Japoran. So let's start with you.
I got one.
Okay, we'll start with Japoran, and then we'll go to Heather.
No. Okay. I would definitely recommend two shows at the moment. One, Ted Lasso. It is such a good show. I was not expecting to believe it. It's about soccer. You guys go ahead and watch it, and let me know what you guys think. And the other one, it's a new Netflix show that just came out called Squid Game. It's a Korean show that it kind of reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, Miles. So
really? Okay, send me a link out of this.
Yeah, I'll definitely recommend that. At least that's what I'm currently watching, and it's been pretty good. So that's me on my part.
Okay, Heather.
Okay, I have two. First, Free Guy. Watch Free Guy. Diego, watch Free Guy. That's all I can say. Watch Free Guy. Then the other one is actually a Jose recommendation. He's been watching Money Heist on Netflix. It's filmed in Spanish, so you can watch it there. And they also, they do have a translation to English. So you can watch it. And he says it's really good. It's, he really likes it.
It's a good show.
It's like five seasons?
Six.
It's five parts, isn't it?
They just released one part. Last week.
What do you guys call that?
It's definitely a good show.
What do you call that?
Oh, like, so it's parts, not season. Okay, he confused me when he was talking about it.
Yeah, the parts. Anyway.
He said it's really good. Filmed in Spanish, so you can watch it that way, or you can have it translated in English.
If you're not a degenerate,
then watch the subtitles.
Read the subtitles, yeah.
Okay. I'll go next. This one I watched a while ago, but I would say if you're into K-dramas, which for whatever reason I got into them, I don't know why. There's one called, it's weird. I just started watching. So one is called Another Miss O. I won't go too much into detail about it, but it actually really caught me by surprise because I've seen some Japanese ones and some other Korean ones that are way over the top, that I just didn't like. And this one, I mean, they have some of that in there, but the story to me felt a little bit more grounded and just felt a little bit more real, which I really liked. So I would just recommend that one. If you like watching Korean dramas,
where can they watch it?
You watch that on Netflix.
Okay.
Miles, let's hear from you.
So I recently finished the new Life is Strange True Colors. That was actually really, really cool. Really enjoyed that. And I'm currently playing Sonic Colors. I'm playing on the PS5, and I haven't had any bugs, so that's been fun. And let's see what else. Heather already said Free Guys, so that's good. I guess just look forward to a lot of the good stuff coming up. Probably the week when you hear this is the Star Wars Visions and the Halo Infinite flight. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, Miles, you forgot to add that one you told me you liked, that from Netflix. Or from Redbox. Eight? No, Redbox. He rented it on Redbox yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a good B film, but it had a lot of good actors. It was, what is that called? The Wife's Bodyguard or something. It has Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson and Morgan Freeman.
Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah, that movie. It was actually freaking hilarious. I loved it.
I was gonna say
I wanted to see that.
I loved all the actors in it. I loved all those actors. So it was phenomenal.
I was going to say, I've watched The Bodyguard, but that's probably something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. It was really, really funny.
Nice.
Perfect. Mr. What do you got?
I've been on a Apex Legends kick.
What's your spec notes telling you?
Yeah, what did the Cliff Notes say?
No. I've been playing Apex Legends, and I've been getting back into it. It's been a lot of fun, actually, with the new Legend Seer. Just a lot of that. Just getting back into it. It's been a lot of fun. Playing a little bit of the Master Chief Collection with my friends has been a lot of fun, actually, with the customized abilities and being able to use like the SMGs from Halo 3 ODST. A lot of fun.
Jerk.
I didn't feel like playing. I have been reading, because when I got attacked, I have been reading the Dragon Ball Z manga. Very good. It's quicker than the anime ever was. And
really? I didn't know that.
And another one that was pretty good is, if you haven't read it, is Komi-san Can't Communicate. It's a manga, and the anime is coming out in October that Netflix has the rights to, and I think they're going to be doing episodic. So check that out.
Well, in Japan. I don't know if they'll do it with...
In Japan. Yeah.
Boricua-senpai, what you got for us?
I'm taking a trip down memory lane, rewatching Teen Titans on HBO Max. Also, I'm playing Jedi Fallen Order first time, but I'm playing it on my phone.
What? Oh, yeah, because you have the Game Pass. I forget that.
Yeah. And then lastly, there is a really, really good docuseries on Netflix called Turning Point. It's 9/11 and the War on Terror. It's 5 episodes. It's an excellently done documentary and or a docuseries, technically. And I don't know. If you, it's fascinating. I won't say anything. Just watch it.
All right, perfect.
Oh, I want to add one more thing, just one last thing.
No!
I watched this a while ago, but it was still really good. So if you remember the series on Netflix, The Toys That Made Us, they have a show series for, like, movies, The Movies That Made Us, and I saw just the one I wanted to watch, but it was great either way. So if you're a big Jurassic Park is great. Watch that. It's cool how they came up with the ideas for all that. That's definitely one I've always talked about.
Is that on Netflix,
too? Yeah, definitely Back to the Future.
Yeah,
you have a lot of episodes for Netflix.
Second seasons.
Yeah, like
Netflix original.
It was cool. It was. Oh, I can't believe how much I loved it. It was awesome. But yeah, check it out.
Yeah, they do have a bunch of cool stuff. They have Pretty Woman, Back to the Future, and also.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yes, yes.
How guys, Home Alone, there's Heather. Less than 100 days to Christmas.
Oh my god!
Oh, you would know that, and I'm okay with that because the spirit of Christmas never dies.
We celebrated Christmas.
It's not even Halloween yet.
Less than 100 days to Christmas, we have to start shopping.
Ugh. That's sound advice. I agree with Heather.
I don't care.
I don't care either now.
I truly do agree with her. I'll be done by Halloween with my shopping.
I probably will too. Maybe just pick up a couple of things for the stockings later, and that's it.
Well, good luck with that. Have fun. I truly believe. Hope you have fun with the Heather. I won't.
But, yeah, just because you're Grinch.
Hey, I'm a Grinch until after Thanksgiving, and then I'm all happy for Christmas. Then September 20, and then December 26th comes out. It's gone. That's how it works.
Yeah, my tree will be up like the day after Halloween.
Gives me chills. Cool. Yeah, not the good ones. Okay. Anyway, so. That's it for this episode. Remember, you can find us on Podomatic.com, and also you can listen to this on Spotify. We're Chibino Podcast, Capital C, Capital N, Capital P. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, the same name, Chibino Podcast, Capital C, Capital N, Capital P. And follow us on our YouTube channels at Chibino Podcast. So thank you so much for listening. We will see you, talk to you guys later. This is David the Smash Fan.
Smash Tech, Mr.
Boricua Senpai.
And
Vaporeon, where are you?
Vaporeon, I'm here. What's up? Hey, bye, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Ruining this. All right.
Heather, that's why. Anyways.
I said mine before host.
Yeah, it just got all jumbled up. But it's okay. All right, guys. And this is.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm saying goodbye for real. Bye, guys. It's Chibino Podcast.